we're really finding that, you know, that investment in technology is happening across all sectors. We're seeing individuals that are pivoting, coming out of oil and gas, that are pivoting into using their entrepreneurial mindset to create new opportunities. There's great brain trust that's happening. It's just how we utilize that and how we help individuals reskill and upskill to the needs of our new digital economy across Canada.
Hello, and welcome to our podcast series on future skills. I'm your host, Jamie Nordstrand. For years, technological advancements, climate change, and new business models have been transforming workplaces all over the world. The pandemic has simply accelerated those changes. Employers, workers, and job seekers are evolving and embracing the extraordinary opportunities that are redefining the future of Canada's labor force. On today's podcast, we will hear from Judy Fairburn, a Future Skills Council member, Bobby Rossette, CEO of Virtual Gurus, and Jeanette Sutherland, Director of EdgeUp from Calgary Economic Development. Together, they discuss skills development and stories of successful pivoting for Canada's sustainable future, a key part in building a learning nation.
Hi, we're joining you today from the traditional territories of the people of Treaty 7 region in Western Canada. My name is Judy Fairburn. I have been a member of the Future Skills Council and honored to do so with a great group of people across the country. Also co-founder, co-CEO of The 51, a financial feminist platform and fund that's focused on investing in women-led innovative companies and building all of our financial acumen. And recently, Board Director of Calgary Economic Development. In today's episode, we're going to focus on skills development for sustainable futures. Essentially, that is, as Canadians, we want to be positioned and with our skills so we can thrive in a low-carbon digital world. You know, in particular, we'll be discussing skills development and stories, especially, of successful pivoting for Canada's sustainable future. A skilled workforce, again, that readily adopts new technologies and different ways of working, different business models that enhance entrepreneurial and established businesses, as well as progressing the well-being of our communities and society, which is so important in today's realm. So it's my pleasure to have two others join the conversation today, Bobby Rossette and Jeanette Sutherland. Great if you could tell a little bit about each of yourselves, and hey, feel free to dive into a story as well that links to skills development and the neat things you're doing.
I'm Bobby, the founder and CEO of a local startup called Virtual Gurus. I started Virtual Gurus about 5 years ago. I was working in the oil and gas industry here in Alberta, and obviously the recession hit, and all of my colleagues were getting laid off around me. And I knew that my time was coming. And so I started looking into what I could do. You know, I started looking into options. And with my background being in administration, I had realized that I was never going to find a job in Calgary at that time, because all of the administration people from the oil and gas industry were laid off before me as a foreman. So when I did get laid off, I was looking online, trying to figure out what can I do. And I kept seeing freelancer, gig economy. And so I went online and started being a freelancer to who are now our competitors. And I noticed there was a disconnect, because at the time, a lot of people were actually offshoring, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. However, it might not necessarily be the right skill sets that you need. And so I found that the disconnect between the users using these platforms, they were looking for skilled talent, whereas the freelancers were bidding as low as $2 an hour. So then that's essentially how Virtual Gurus was created. And I created it so that I could provide meaningful remote work opportunities for underrepresented folks such as myself. And because I knew I wasn't going to find a job and people were not hiring me. And I've seen so many underrepresented folks having struggles finding work. So I set out on a mission to do just that. And so that's Virtual Gurus.
My name is Jeanette Sutherland. I'm the director of EdgeUp at Calgary Economic Development And I've led workforce initiatives for over 20 years in Calgary to really ensure that we've got the right talent to meet the needs of industry. But in the past number of years, we've really seen a demand for digital skill sets. And so, you know, what we've really needed to do is respond to the structural shift from the economic downturn in oil and gas and really take a look at which occupations have been most displaced. So among the thousands displaced from the economy during this period, many were highly educated and highly skilled workers with backgrounds in science, technology, engineering, and math. With their highly specialized skill sets, some of them have been the greatest amounts of displacement in our workforce that have been displaced for 2 to 5 years, and they haven't been able to re-engage. So this has been a really big challenge for Calgary. And so what we did was we invested in a skills mapping study with ICTC. And what we did learn is the average geoscientist has nearly 60% of the core skills and competencies needed to become a data analyst. Or a petroleum engineer has more than half of the necessary skills to transition into a QA tester role or into project manager roles. So what we needed to do is we really needed to create a skills development program, which is what we've done through EdgeUp, which means Energy to Digital Growth Education and Upskilling Project, which is a multi-stakeholder program that we launched a couple of years ago with Future Skills Center to test new approaches to skills development for mid-career workers for technology jobs being created across all sectors. And so, you know, there's been a lot of discussion in the past year about creating a future-ready workforce with the acceleration of the digital technology. The future is here, and this type of program is helping these workers pivot to sustainable career opportunities for in-demand jobs that the sectors need in Calgary right now.
Yeah, great overviews. I mean, the stories tell so much, and there's so much going on in this part of Canada now. It's really exciting, you know, turning challenges into opportunities. I think what this last year and almost a half has taught us it is, you know, it's future skills is no longer just a future need. It is now. And having a learning mindset is absolutely, absolutely essential. That's a secret probably to being able to turn challenges into opportunity, that possibility mindset. So I'm sort of curious if we talk a little more there in terms of, you know, the way that you see it, the shift. We have a lot of great stories here of pivoting. So let's riff on that a little bit more in terms of what you notice in this part of the world, how we're pivoting for sustainability and for digital.
Well, I think the shift to technology and innovation will really require tech skills across all sectors. You know, there's a change in everything from oil and gas is clean technologies now and renewable energy. And we're talking about health tech and fintech and creative tech. There's been such a shift that we've seen a 233% increase in tech companies in the past 9 years in Alberta. And 40% having revenues of more than 1 million. So the demand for this ongoing digital skill development is critical. 58% of the 3,000 tech companies in Alberta are in Calgary. And so we recently did a digital spend forecast, and there's a $20 billion digital spend forecast in Alberta to 2024. We're really finding that, you know, that investment in technology is happening across all sectors. We're seeing individuals that are pivoting, coming out of oil and gas, that are pivoting into using their entrepreneurial mindset to create new opportunities. And so there's great brain trust that's happening. It's just how we utilize that and how we help individuals reskill and upskill to the needs of our new digital economy across Canada.
Yeah, it's incredibly exciting. And Bobby, I want to turn to you now in creating a company from the ground up. How you've built that and, you know, the evolution of the digital skills there, I think it's really neat that your company has got machine learning and artificial intelligence in its mix as well. So just tell us a little bit more of that journey of your whole community of what was freelancers to now a virtual assistants and essentially a digitally savvy workforce.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm a huge advocate for always be learning and always upskilling. One thing that Virtual Gurus is doing is we're bridging the gap for underrepresented communities in freelance and remote work. So in order for us to give them the work, we need to also make sure that they understand how the work, how to work from home. How do you be a freelancer? How do you be an administrative person? How do you do all this? And so that's why we ended up creating Virtual Gurus Academy. And the Academy has 45 courses in it right now, with another 40 coming. And it's a by virtual assistant for virtual assistant platform. And there's courses in there from how to support your client in, you know, anything from CRM management to digital marketing, to social media, to sales, to bookkeeping, everything. And this is because a lot of the communities that come and work for Virtual Gurus do not necessarily have the funding to go to school. And so we're trying to find ways to work and partner with larger companies to be able to help provide and allow them the education to be able to come and work from home, because a lot of the people that work for us, the 9-to-5 mold doesn't typically work for them. So for myself, implementing the learning aspects of it to all of the whole company, including my staff, we give them free courses online to any program that they want, to all of our virtual assistants. It was a huge drive for me as to why I created the company. And it's because I didn't have that skill set myself and I had to learn it myself. So having a little bit of help can go a long way.
Awesome. And, you know, if I think here on, you know, just this whole concept of lifelong learning, it really is a key aspect of the Future Skills Report. Jeanette, you know, let's dive further as well in terms of this mindset of lifelong learning and whether your own experience or what advice you have to listeners, you know, following through the early days and creating the EdgeUp program and kind of what you've seen of those that have been successful through the EdgeUp program.
You know, it takes a lot of courage to take that first step to pivot your career. And, you know, I know people are tired of hearing the word pivot, but I think that is kind of the critical need that we're going to look at moving forward, is how do people pivot and take that step towards a new opportunity for career sustainability. Through EdgeUp, what we did learn is, you know, we were taking individuals who are highly ingrained in one sector, you know, 10, 20 years experience, for them to have to, at mid-career, pivot their career to look at digital technology, something that is very new for them, is tough. And so through EdgeUp, we put 320 individuals through the program, oil and gas professionals, geoscientists that, again, have been displaced for 2 to 5 years. And we've given them short-term skills training to help get them into roles such as data analytics, full-stack developer, IT project managers. And through that training, we've provided a bit of work-integrated learning at the end of it as well, so they could apply their skill sets. And we've provided transition to tech training. But what we did learn is, for example, many of the oil and gas technical professionals, though highly technical in nature, they may not have had strong awareness of digital transformation. So we realized that if that part of the population doesn't, chances are much of our workforce doesn't have as much knowledge of digital transformation. So we have to work quickly at providing those digital competencies to help them get back into the workforce. So individuals, by growing those skill sets, they become more adaptable for other work opportunities, and we're creating a much more agile workforce. So it's critical now that individuals aren't going to be going for one career. It's going to be an evolution, that lifelong learning is going to be a critical component to ensure career sustainability, that we're going to have to stay relevant and keep our skills up to date in order to be competitive in our economy moving forward.
I think that's a really insightful point indeed. I mean, you're both examples of not just one career, but pivoting, and the stories that you're saying, Jeanette, there, it's not just one career anymore, it's evolution. And, you know, if I think about, you know, the role of Future Skills Counseling, where we came together 2 years ago or so, it was really to shape with governments, and that includes, you know, not federally, provincially, municipally, indigenous, what's essential to champion to accelerate learning in our country, because it's not a static world. I think one of the things that's worth mentioning is, you know, we're all really collaborative in what we do. There's actually been a lot of collaboration that's happened over the last couple of years in our neck of the woods. And I think it's worth saying, like, talking and delving into that a little bit more on the extensive work that's been done leading and knitting together skill development.
Collaboration is going to be critical for us. I think that, you know, even through our EdgeUp program, we've got a real collaborative effort by industry, post-secondary. We've got 5 post-secondary institutions involved. We've got government involved. And none of that can happen if we don't have full industry engagement. You know, that awareness of what are those skills in demand, and that participation by industry to consider many of these individuals for work integrated learning opportunities and for to hire these individuals coming out. You know, I think that it's going to create an agile and adaptable workforce. And to withstand the pace of technology change to the economy, we do have to make every effort to ensure that we're collaborating to build the relevant skill sets. And we have to move quickly with that. And that's going to take an investment by government. It's going to take time and investment by all post-secondaries, as well as taking a look at a new model of skills development that maybe we don't necessarily need 5-year degrees for all opportunities now. Now maybe it's that 5-year education is going to be delivered over a course of a number of years moving forward, and that commitment to lifelong learning is going to be key.
I totally agree that one thing that we need to do is we need to be able to make skills training accessible and effective, you know, because I always am an advocate for those people that are in the rural communities, especially Indigenous folks, and they don't have access to a lot of the upskilling and education that they need to be able to work from home. And that is something that we're trying to do here, is bridging the gap to be able to show them that, you know, they can still work from home, they can still work, and they can upskill. There are tons of super talented folks in these communities who, you know, like just the other day, I heard a story about a young Indigenous fella who is learning to code all by himself on his reserve. You know, so where can he go to, and how can he learn? You know, because they don't necessarily have the funding as well, right? So I'm really trying to, you know, collaborate and work with companies who can help with that.
I think you're both speaking about the power of collaboration. And with collaboration, we can accomplish what we can only dream of trying to do alone. Like, it wouldn't be possible if we tried to do it alone often, but coming together, it's amazing what we can do, what we can learn, what we can change, learning by doing. And, you know, if you could wave a magic wand, what's your call to action that you'd like to see to ensure that Canada's workforce is really thriving and adapting?
So I think my call to action would be, you know, if we can all just come together and keep breaking down those barriers, because it's happening. I see a lot of it happening. I see a lot of Indigenous accelerators popping up. I see more diversity and inclusion accelerators popping up, and you know, it's happening out there, and I think we're just getting started. I think we have a lot of work to do, but you know, my definite call would be, you know, let's keep breaking down those barriers and get upskilling and reskilling accessible to those communities as well that are struggling to get out there.
Yeah, and I think, Bobby, I mean, you are championing and courageous on many, many fronts, given your background. And Janelle, come in a moment. I think it's worth just elaborating on that a little further, if you don't mind.
Definitely. So, you know, I'm so used to people being able to see me on Zoom, but the one thing about our listeners today, for our listeners today about myself, is that I am an Indigenous LGBTQ woman in tech. And that's, you know, that's very rare. And I realized that, you know, I can leverage my story in a way to be able to encourage and inspire other young Indigenous women or LGBTQ people out there to come out and start businesses. And, you know, if they don't know how to do it, it's okay. There's many resources online that can help them. because that's what I did. I used my resources online. I reached out to communities here in Calgary to help me. I leveraged communities like Startup Calgary and Calgary Economic Development to help me. So my mission here is to make sure that I'm creating a diverse, inclusive community within Virtual Gurus. So that's why 95% of our contractors identify as female, and 65% are part of the BIPOC community, while 45% are part of the LGBTQ community, because I hear too many stories about, somebody who might be transitioning genders and wanted to go to work dressed as herself, but couldn't. And they just needed to work from home while they were transitioning to Indigenous folks who have super amazing skills, but are being turned down from jobs, you know. And so my mandate that I've set out for myself is to be able to create the meaningful work and allow them to come and work and create their own businesses while working for Virtual Gurus. And so that's kind of my mission, and it's something that it's always been, but it's Inspire One, Inspire a Nation.
Well said. Well said. And Jeanette, you know, you've been at the forefront. I'm really, really proud of what Calgary Economic Development has championed. Calgary and the new economy is the city's strategy for the benefit of all the listeners today. What's your call to action to now broaden what's been accomplished here, this pivoting, this change that's happening in our neck of the woods for Canada? What would you suggest?
We really need to make sure that we first reduce the digital divide by ensuring communities, underrepresented communities, have the broadband and also have the training programs that are accessible and tailored to underrepresented groups, so that if we can build that talent base, that will attract industry to work with those communities. I think that we really need to ensure that, you know, again, there's that collaboration and that investment in determining what are those career transition supports to help workers understand the skills required for the new jobs. Because if a worker can't see themselves in new jobs, we're never going to get them to pivot. So we need to have them see that they can upskill and reskill and get back out there quickly, and that the skills that they had previously are still valuable, but they just are going to become a stronger candidate by developing new skills. And we need industry to support upskilling of their own workforce. You know, this isn't just done by post-secondary or by government. We really need to take a look at industry making their investment in their own teams and their own staff to say, or they're going to they run risk of losing them. I think that, you know, again, to stay relevant, we need to be committed to lifelong learning and support our workforce in developing those skill sets as quickly as possible.
Awesome perspectives today. And, you know, I'm going to try and synthesize all this up, all the insights from today. And I think if there's one thing that's come through for me, it's the stories of courage. Courage is at the root of it. Your point around all of us seeing ourselves in the new jobs. And collaboration, I think you both mentioned that very much, that this isn't, you know, traditionally we would have said, hey, yeah, this is the role of government to do, or the role of educational institutions to champion. We really all have roles here as individuals, as small, large business, and to invest in ourselves, to invest in our teams. Again, my thanks to the two of you today, and we hope our listeners have been inspired. Thank you.
Let's Talk Future Skills is a production of Employment and Social Development Canada. All opinions expressed in this podcast are that of the individual and not necessarily that of their employer or ESDC. For more information on future skills or to read the Council's full report, which includes a more in-depth perspective on pivoting skills for sustainable futures, visit canada.ca/future skills. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and click the notification tab so you know when the next one is released. Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Future Skills.